turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. I was recently appointed as a marketing specialist in an university. One of my responsibilities is to attract foreign researchers to our university, but I don't know where to start from and what to do. Please give me some advice.
Okay. Boy, that's rough. He's probably a student too, right?
As I understand, not a student, but graduate of marketing and has a couple of years work experience. But the challenge is that they usually work with a part how to get students to study.
Right.
Not about how to get researchers to research in the university.
Right.
So it's a kind of different level. And that's why, knowing the background, I know that this is the challenging part for them.
So I think what I would do if I was that young person, I would look at what has our brand been in the past that made it so we couldn't attract researchers. I'd look at really what wasn't working. oftentimes that's valuable. Then what I would do is I would start looking at how I could position our university so that we would attract the kind of researcher, not only that we wanted, but the kind of researcher that would be willing to come to Estonia and live for, is it 3 years? I don't know how long a research project would be here. But if you could find, and I'm thinking out loud here, right?
Yeah, of course.
On the fly. But, it was fascinating. When I told people I was coming to Estonia, half the people didn't know where it was, and the other half of people told me how lucky I was. Because, a lot of people had been here on cruises and those kinds of things. And so I am sure there's a segment of researchers that would love to spend time in the Balkans. And you've got a lot to offer in addition to what the university has to offer. So I would sell a package of which the university was one element. What I call mini brands again. In other words, the package I would sell would have a lot of elements within it that would fire more neurons than kind of the buyer's brain. So I would talk about, yes, here's our research opportunities and possibilities and whatever. Then I would also talk about the extracurricular advantages. Then I might also talk to the different departments to find out where they would be leading in research that might strike somebody in the research world in a segmentation that nobody else was looking for and wasn't getting much support. And I'd try to find ones that were close to the answer already so we wouldn't waste a lot of money having to go down, I don't know much about research, but all the, 90% of the research never turns out the way you want it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd do that too. So I'd try to get as close to, the meaning network of the audience. I'd try to get really clear on what is it, who we are, what we have to offer, that meaning matrix thing again, and then what they had to offer. So that's kind of the way that I would do that.
Yeah, for me it was, I was thinking about, from the research point of view, that what would be more important here, to find the markets to target or to find the kind of the areas what to target. And I know that Estonians usually target, let's say probably there are less scientists coming from states to Estonia, but they are more coming from, maybe from India,
right.
Maybe from Turkey,
right.
Maybe from Georgia,
good
or
idea.
Former Soviet Union countries where Estonia is kind of known as a quality mark, and maybe more known than on the other side of the world. And it was a discussion that should it be targeted by markets or by the segments of the research. But of course, I understand it's important to promote the Estonian research, or the way that there are possibilities to do research here. But maybe there are also kind of a wider question that why we should do it.
Yes.
What are we going to achieve? Because if you say the wider course would be that, let's say that we have a group of scientists trying to find cures for cancer, for any type of cancer, then probably the, let's say, the goal will be, or the mission will be so big already, so this will attract a lot, yes, of people who could support. And on the other side, if the QR is really found, then it's good marketing for Estonia that we really have done something here. Yeah. We have done something, and it's not only marketing a country, but it's really marketing kind of good brains and good teamwork and maybe also a bit good scientific luck. Right. But maybe I should even look at the kind of the wider mission and say that what should be the thing that we would like to become famous for.
Great idea.
So maybe start right from kind of the step back or step forward. I don't know
no,
even which
right.
way
exactly.
that to understand
why.
that why, yeah. what's the really big mission, and then maybe to connect then the dots according to the mission, because the country is small. I don't know what is the budget, but probably it's not much.
Right.
So you have to work with the kind of the meanings and missions, I would suggest.
It's great.
Thank you. Thank you, J.W. Wilson, to be here in
thank
our
you
show.
Very much. Yes.
And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know that we love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.